AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health, wellness, and longevity. Thank you for joining us. We are your hosts. I'm David.
I'm Jessica.
Make sure that you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Also, check us out on YouTube and Instagram. And make sure that you share this podcast with someone that you love who is on their health and wellness journey as well. Last week, we talked about the five feel-good factors. So if you want to learn more about how you can feel good and age better, and you want to learn more about what those five factors are, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about five subtle signs that you are aging well, and then also some red flags that you might want to watch out for. These days, in advertisements, social media, you're often bombarded with anti-aging options, creams. There's all kinds of biohacks and supplements that you should be taking in order to turn back the clock. But what if we told you that some of the most powerful signs of healthy aging aren't flashy or obvious, something you can get through plastic surgery, but really they're just subtle, quiet, could be easy to miss, unless you know what you're actually looking for. And we're gonna dive into those five under the radar signs that you're actually aging well, but then also those red flags that you should be watching out for as well.
Yeah, and just kind of putting this out there as well, I know on other episodes that we have talked about some of those biohacks and like all of those new technologies that are out there. Like, that's not to say that we haven't tried those or aren't willing to try some of those things, but we do try to make sure that we are going with the basics first before anything else. So like we talked about the spirituality in health and wellness and living long life with the spirit as well. So a lot of these things to go with just like going back to our foundations and what we our parents and grandparents have done to be healthy themselves too. So one of the things is having a strong grip. That's a sign that you are aging well. So better, you have better muscle mass when you have a strong grip, and it shows better cardiovascular health and longevity as well. So something that you can do to make sure like your grip is good is to actually take like a tennis ball and like just clench it as tight as you can. Or taking a wet towel and like wringing it with the grip and getting all the water out. That's something like to enhance your grip and to make sure that you're practicing having a good grip and keeping your hand muscles consistent and flexible.
You can also open a jar for your life as well.
It's yeah, a great way to test it. So true. I often ask and I'm like, I guess that does mean I'm getting older. And also a little scary for me.
Anybody out there remember, like, my grandma always had the most amazing grip when you're a kid and she wants to punish you and grabs you by the arm. Like, she had a grip like no other. So apparently she aged well.
Yeah, right. So yes, I actually like that tip too, the jar opening. So good. This also helps us with our flexibility in our like muscles and our hand muscles at least too. So having good flexibility and that consistent energy are also good indicators. Moving with ease is number two. So if we're able to move with ease, you are aging well. So having regular exercise does strengthen our bones and muscles. It increases our flexibility, our balance, and helps us to maintain a healthy weight, which then boosts our cognitive levels and function, reduces stress, anxiety, so many benefits. We've talked about exercise so much on our show as well, but this is just how important exercise is in making sure that we get exercise daily. Again, aiming for 150 minutes, that's 30 minutes for 5 days out of the week of exercise. Something small like that has such a huge impact on who we are mentally, physically, and spiritually too. And then number three, quick recovery from viruses and infections. So prolonged illnesses and frequent infections, which my husband, I'm sure, will get into in a little bit, are some of those like red flags. We should be able to, if we get sick, we should be recovering. Our bodies should be able to recover from a virus within 10 days maximum. So having reduced inflammation with natural compounds. So like trying to eat more turmeric because that has curcumin in it. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's C-U-R and then cumin. So curcumin is a compound that's found in turmeric and that can actually help with inflammation. That's why I know my husband puts turmeric in his smoothies and in a lot of the dishes that he makes. It doesn't really change the flavor so much. It does leave a little bit of a yellow stain. So if you have like white countertops, be careful with that, but it is so good for you. And then the EGCG is found in green tea. So drinking green tea also can help with that inflammation in our bodies. So what were some of those red flags for like immune system and how like the signs that we need to look out for with our immune system?
Well, if you're not bouncing back from stress, as you mentioned there, then you're constantly feeling exhausted with minor stressors, or the wear and tear of chronic stress might be too high. So this can also accelerate aging at the cellular level.
Okay, good. So look out for how fast you're recovering when you do have a cold. Number four is having a good mood, and with a good mood, an increased libido. So hormonal changes do start to come as we age, of course. So we may experience some like mood swings, mental fogginess, have that low libido with women and men too, but mainly women when we're going through those hormonal changes and we get to the evil word of menopause. We have those hot flashes that come in play, hair loss, and then sleep issues, sleep problems. So those are more like the red flags with aging. So that's how we know we're aging. But keeping a good mood and having a good libido is a good sign that we're aging well. And then some things that you can do to help with that would be like taking things like pregnenolone and DHEA. I know those supplements are found in like prenatals for women. I know men, our doctor had us take this supplement that would help with increasing and keeping our cells young too. I can't think of it right now, but I know it's
COQ10.
Yes, that one. Thank you. The COQ10 or whatever the number was.
12.
COQ is in the name of it. And that is a supplement to like regenerate your cells too. So taking some like hormonal supplements at a youthful level helps to maintain those levels and are having a good mood and good libido. And then number five is a sharp mind. So having a sharp mind is a good sign that you are aging well. Something that you can do to strengthen our brain would be learning new things. I know right now My husband laughs, I think, a little bit, but also I feel enjoys that I am trying to learn Spanish. We are currently going to be planning another trip to travel across seas. And that is something that I like want to learn Spanish. So
I'll just use Google Translate.
That works too. So learning something new, having exercises like learning a new language, or right now you can really fast say as many words that start with the letter F. I can think of a few that I probably shouldn't be saying, but letter F, food, family, function, fiction, fraction, like just come up with a list of F words. Yes. Or pick a different letter, have fun with your family with it, and see how many words you can come up with that one letter.
All right. So I think that's some good information there, signs to look out for, but there's also signs you shouldn't ignore, those red flags.
Yeah.
Do you have a few of those for us?
With a sharp mind, yeah, the increased forgetfulness is a red flag. If you're starting to have some confusion, you have poor concentration, like having that mental fogginess, like it's time to change up something if that's how you're starting to feel. And then a huge one would be having that personality change. So those are all like red flags that our brain is declining and that we need to really focus on improving ourselves and through these exercises of like naming the as many words as you can, or learning a new language, like really focus on positive things and trying to reverse those aging faster. Yeah.
All right. So those are the red flags you had for us?
For a sharp mind, at least.
All right. Any other red flags that we need to call out?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Well, just another red flag just in general for your health and wellness is something called sarcopenia. That's when you have that age-related muscle loss. It really starts as early as your 30s. So if you're noticing any weakness, slower walking speed, trouble with stairs, you might not want to chalk it up as getting older. The good news is, though, muscle is metabolic gold. So it protects against insulin resistance, falls, even cognitive decline. So when it comes to resistance training, that's not optional. It's essential. It's super important to do that resistance training, weight training, for all kinds of different reasons, including protecting your cognitive decline mentally, but also losing weight as well. So that is what we had for you on this week's episode. We want to leave you with the challenge for the week. Don't just chase youth or vitality. Look beyond the mirror. Tune into your recovery, your curiosity, your emotional bandwidth. And if something feels off, don't ignore it. Your body whispers long before it actually screams at you with those major issues. So aging well isn't about avoiding change. It's about adapting with grace, strength, and strategy. And remember, you're not just getting older. You're getting more superhumanistic. So if this episode or something in this episode kind of caught your attention, it's important to share it with a friend who's on their own wellness journey as well. If you haven't already, make sure that you're subscribing to the Superhumanistic Podcast and check us out on YouTube as well, because we have a lot more science-backed, soul-forward episodes coming your way. So until next time, stay curious, stay superhumanistic.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.